Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland and 1-800-727-5955. From what I think is still the number one album in the country, Grand Champ from DMX. Good album, by the way. We got this. Rick, I have a suggestion for the worst song you've ever heard. Be a Man by Macho Man Randy Savage. Dude, we're old school, Be a Man.
He played it.
He was on Loveline last night, and he's rapping and singing. It's unthinkably bad. Love the show, Jay Downtown. We played that about a month ago, and somebody actually, I have the whole... not the whole CD, but I have the radio demo. It's like four songs. It's terrible. We'll try to get to that. It's the worst song you've ever heard, maybe later this hour. We do have the new Sheryl Crow, though. So we'll be playing the new Sheryl Crow single this hour. Also, Jolie from the Front Desk with How Chicks Think. We've also got today's Top 5 coming up later on. Top 5 songs from this week in 1975. It was 28 years ago this week that SNL first went on the air. Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. Also, Clyde Lewis with news at Ground Zero. Hick Watch still ahead. J-Lo Watch still ahead. Your phone calls, your email. We'll make some more fun of the fact that Sarah can't talk. We've got more email about the... we got this about Samantha. Rick, wow. This is about our new 1080 girl, Samantha. Rick, wow. Samantha is almost perfect. Her one imperfection...
Is this, she's not going out with him?
Yeah, I was going to say, one imperfection, she's not nude and sitting on my lap. Samantha is almost perfect. Her one imperfection... Wait for it. Her hands are too big. Oh, please.
Do you remember what her hands were covering?
No, why don't you...
That's why.
Yeah, you got to have... Well spotted, Sarah Dillon. You got to have big hands to cover those things. She's doing that Janet Jackson, but without the shiny black man behind her.
And she was doing that out in the hallway, too. She's crazy.
Her hands are too big. Go eat it, pal. What are you talking about?
Well, she's not really covering the nippage so much.
I look forward to seeing... Yeah, these are probably not... Well, they're not all safe for work. Well, I don't know. Maybe they are. I don't. It depends on where you work, I suppose.
They don't show anything.
If you work here, it's entirely okay. If you work anywhere else, it's probably not. There's pictures of Samantha, by the way, at rickemerson.com. Picture 3 is my favorite. I look forward to seeing her at the listener party. Yeah, we'll try to cover... We'll try to bind her hands between now and... What? We'll try to, try to shrink those down between now and then, Joe. P.S. F. Matt with the hand of death.
This F. Matt is brought to you by edithere.com.
All right, he redeems himself at the end. Excellent. Well done. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Oh, and by the way, speaking of not safe for work, so we got a great question for How Chicks Think. This is from, wonder if I should give his name. Okay, well, it's Mike. We'll just say it's Mike. And this is a question about, long story short, he works at a company. Apparently, the boss took all the men from the company out to a strip club one night as sort of a, due to work at the company bonding exercise. And then got fired 2 days later by the HR woman. Why is the HR person always a woman? I'm not complaining. I'm just making the observation. When's the last time you worked at a company where the guy in charge of the, HR policy was a man? It's never happened.
Oh, never. It's never. A woman's job.
I have never... It's like making lemonade and bringing me my pipe. Yeah. Okay. In any event, we'll talk to Jolie about this later. Anyway, the boss got fired. Everybody else got reprimanded for all the men in the company going to a strip club together. We'll get to that. It's a bad scene.
I don't understand that. It was outside of work. If it wasn't a mandatory exercise, why is that a problem?
Dude, you're asking the wrong person. Don't ask me about logic and things that make sense. I got nothing. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. This is Tim Riley. He's in the KOTK newsroom, yo.
And now, it's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley. Live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Dutch scientists have developed underwear that calls an ambulance if you have a heart attack. Philips Research Laboratories has developed bras, vests, and pants that register and analyze your heartbeat. Now, these sensors are linked by a wireless technology to a mobile phone that automatically makes contact with an alarm center and ambulance. Director Carol Juice tells the Algemeen Dagblad, apparently
you're making up words.
What are you, Yosemite Sam?
This is the Dutch newspaper, the Algemeen Dagblad. Subscribe to the Dagblad today and save 50 cents off the newsstand price. You'll find it on the internet. Algemeen Dagblad. Want to spell it for you? You have to go there because they have these big signs.
I have to go where?
You have to go to the Netherlands.
No, but do I have to look up what?
Algemeen Dagblad. That means like the Daily Bugle.
All right. Sorry. Moving on. What does the Algemeen Dagblad say?
The Algemeen Dagblad says they're so easy to use, the patients wouldn't realize they're wearing special underwear.
Okay.
The system is designed to help cure more people at home rather than hospitals and expects it to be widely used in Holland within 2 years. For more on this story, see today's Algemeen Dagblad.
Oh, God.
Pick it up at a newsstand near you.
It's actually probably good that people go to that site for a little while. Because presently so many people are going to your site that a lot of people can't get in because so many people are trying to go look at Sam right now.
Yeah, feel that. Sam and her gigantic hands.
I'll just have to get you a copy of the Algemeen Dagblad.
I don't know why somebody ought to do some study. There ought to be some study about comedy done to determine why certain words are funny. Everybody knows, you know, you read the old Steve Allen book about, you know, K's are funny and Cucamonga and so forth. But, I mean, there's just, it's like when Yosemite Sam would say Dag Nabbit. And, you know, there's a comic book store called Rack-a-Frats, which is great, which is, of course, taken from Yosemite Sam. All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. This is our friend Adam the Great from Billy Reed's.
How you doing, Rick?
What's up with you, man?
Oh, not much. I was listening earlier about the whole Siegfried and Roy. Boy, yeah. That was a terrible incident, wasn't it?
Yeah, can I lodge a complaint with you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to lodge a complaint with you, and now you know that we think you're a skilled illusionist. You've wowed us on many occasions. We had the listener party at Billy Reed's. You engaged in some fantastic prestidigitation and sleight of hand techniques. But let me just say this. So my girlfriend, the lovely Lara, and I came to Billy Reed's a while back. You dropped by the table. Hey, Rick, hello, how are you? Good to see you. Going to come back, do some magic. And then, did we see you again for the rest of the night? No.
No, and I formally apologize for that.
I'm just saying.
I must have got busy or something. And I try to make it every time, but
I'm just saying, you know, I'd talked you up, I'd spoken highly of your abilities, and then I was unable to show them off firsthand. It was kind of disappointing.
I apologize, but you know what? I invite you formally to our the Magic Matrix show tomorrow.
They're not going to be man-eating tigers, are there?
No tigers and stuff. I might make a bird appear, but last time I did that, I poked myself in the eye.
maybe avoid that. You guys, making your cell connection disappear there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you hearing me now?
All right. Yeah. So you do that tonight?
No, that'll be tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, what time?
8 p.m.
Tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Billy Reed's,
yep.
Which is
Billy Reed's.
3404.
2808.
Yeah, okay. 2808, Martin Luther King.
You had the something something oh something,
yeah,
Dad. You were right there.
There was a zero in there somewhere. Yeah. I had nothing. All right.
So they can call and make reservations. It's 503-493-8127.
All right. There you go. Excellent. Yeah. There's our good friend Adam the Great magically making a huge plug appear on the radio. Hey, hold on. I see in your future shameless whoring of your magic act. On the radio, I will magically make, you know, I will whore myself to thousands of people all at once. Whoosh! Oh, there you go. No, I make fun. I kid. But, no, Adam, go see him. Adam the Great tomorrow, night at 8, Billy Reed's, 2808, MLK. Yeah, go check him out. Good stuff. It's 503-250. And in his defense, the reason he didn't get back to the table is because I've seen it, you know. I've seen his act several times. Many people at the restaurant were excited to see him because it's good magic. So go check it out. Here's Tim Riley in the KFGK Newsroom.
All right, top of the Hick Watch.
Here's your Hick Watch for Tuesday.
Copenhagen makes me feel so good. Copenhagen, the way I know it should.
Ba-dum, ba-dum,
ba-dum. I put a little chew in my mouth.
Go spitting and slobbering all around the house.
Copenhagen.
Bring my hand home.
Actually, I got a double one here. First, a federal prosecutor in a high-profile fraud trial has struck a nerve with Eastern Tennessee residents by describing some potential jurors in the mountainous region as illiterate cave dwellers.
Yeah.
This is from U.S. Attorney Kenneth Taylor. He made the remark in an effort to persuade a judge not to move a trial of a former state senator. Pre-trial publicity was rampant in the region, and many of the potential jurors would have to be disqualified because they have formed opinions. And he said all that would remain to try this case would be illiterate cave dwellers.
Excellent.
With names like P2 and the Urinator, they're rolling down the main drag of Virginia City to cheering fans and awestruck visitors who question the local sanity. Welcome to the annual outhouse races. And the winner goes to the Royal Flush Trophy. Yes, Brett Coleman of Seattle took to the action while visiting a friend in Carson City. And a word he says it's bizarre, but he notes it does combine two popular things, restrooms and racing. Organizer Lou Tesconi admits, yes, it's wacky, crazy fun. The races began in 1999 when business leaders started searching for something to attract tourists. Each outhouse would have to be at least 6 feet tall, 200 pounds. They have to contain a toilet paper, and have a maximum of 3 crew members to push it down the street in the double elimination tournament. Those who fail to meet the weight requirement suffer the ultimate penalty. They must walk 2 blocks through town carrying a 50-pound sack of manure.
Wah, wah. Any find, you know, time you find yourself in a urinal race of any, really, any sort of sport or recreational activity that involves a urinal, you're living in a bad place, and you need to move as soon as possible. There's your Hick Watch for Tuesday.
Copenhagen makes me feel so good. Copenhagen, the way I know it should.
Well, I put a little chew in my mouth, I'm spitting and slobbering all around the house.
Copenhagen,
and a hole to hurl.
How about you?
Now let's see what's on TV tonight. Biography features Nicolas Cage, Wild at Heart. Also, The Rats Among Us, many legends around the rodent. On Ripley's Believe It or Not, a Samoan tattoo, and a Magadon stars Bruce Willis and Billy Bob Thornton.
Armageddon.
Oh, yeah, all right. On The Extraordinary tonight, alien abduction, Susan Summers, a nuclear submarine, visions of hell, and Olivia Hussey.
That's Olivia Hussey.
Yeah.
I have no idea what we're talking about now.
It's some show called The Extraordinary.
Okay. There's a whole lot of nothing. Oh, by the way, though, you want to read a good article? Peter Carlin has a great piece in today's Oregonian where he talks about what he's... And he actually is... He's feeling very bullish about the West Wing post-Sorkin. He liked the first two episodes, the premature resolution of the Zoe Bartlett story notwithstanding. And he likes... he misses the vice president at... See, he... I'm going to quit bitching about the lack of John Hoynes as vice president. But he feels the same way I do, that it's too bad that they ditched John Hoynes as vice president, but he feels strongly, I think, about Gary Cole stepping on in there as the new vice president. I'm going to need you to just take care of the roach problem down here. It's Tim Riley.
Uma Thurman kicked ass over the weekend as the bride who seeks revenge in Kill Bill 2. I spoke with Uma and asked her if she could kick ass now.
You know, I haven't tried. I'm not much of a meanie, you know, like I don't like start street fights with people, but it gave me a physical confidence that I've probably never had in my life. I mean, so I think I definitely feel more physically capable than I think I ever could have.
Were you able to handle learning sword fighting, kung fu, knife throwing in Japanese?
I kind of just decided, you know what, I'm just going to be like a baby, and I'll learn to sit up, and I'll learn to crawl, and I'll learn to walk, and anything I can do beyond that, I'll just take it one step at a time, and I just took a very humble attitude towards it and just focused on the next hour, the teacher that was in front of me and giving them my attention and trying to do the simplest things that they asked me to do, and if I looked at it any other way, I would have fallen over and you know, said, please send me back to New York. I can't take this anymore.
Yeah, but you didn't.
Yeah, Uma Thurman's not really my cup of tea, but she does look pretty good in this movie when I've seen. The only note I have about this is that she looks so much like Madonna in Kill Bill that just at least in the trailers and stuff like that, it's almost distracted me. She's like a virtual clone of Ray of Light era Madonna in this movie. And she's got the same kind of tangled, dirty blonde, that dishwater blonde hair and whatnot. She looks good, though, and let's all relish the thought of, when she talks about kicking ass, let's all just relish for the briefest moments the idea of having our asses beaten by Uma Thurman. I mean, really, if you're going to if you're going to get your ass kicked, you know, better by her in, like, that form-fitting outfit than by pretty much anybody else on Earth.
Yeah, after you haven't seen it yet, right?
No, I have not.
Yeah, once you see the movie, the fantasies of her kicking your ass will go away. Because most of the ass kicking,
painful.
Yeah, most of the ass kicking she does is with a samurai sword, where she's like removing limbs of people, and that doesn't seem so much fun as it seems bad.
Yeah, and I don't really share in the Lucy Liu love that most guys have, though. But Uma Thurman looks like a pretty hot killing machine in that film.
Time for the J Law Watch.
Dogger mountain cakes, my girl got on.
Big bottom, drive me out of my mind.
My own.
How could I leave this behind?
Although Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are international A-list stars, the studio that's distributing the couple's next film has decided it's better off not talking quite so much about the leads of the film, even though folks can't seem to get enough of the tabloid regulars. Who said that? Miramax has decided to spin the advertising around their next film, Jersey Girl. It's going to be more about director Kevin Smith. This is likely to be the biggest promotion that Smith has ever received, given that his films so far have been mostly cult favorites and less major market smashes, including Dog Ma, Jay and Silent Bob Back. Jay and Silent Bob Back? I guess that's what I missed.
Strike Back.
Oh, well, they left a word out.
Sorry.
Chasing Amy and Mallrats. According to People News, Miramax decided to rethink its marketing campaign following what seems to be a, quote, Ben and Jen backlash.
Yeah, who could have seen that coming? Never cast a couple that is romantically involved in a movie, though, because it's like for every, what is that, Affair to Remember? What is that with Warren Beatty and what's her name? Annette Bening? Is that what I'm talking about?
You might be, I don't know.
My High?
No.
No, you're correct.
Yeah, all right, but you get that, but then but there's like a Geely and a Jersey Girl for every one of the. It's just a bad idea, though. And you know, Kevin, it's got to suck for Kevin Smith too, because this was his first foray into so-called adult filmmaking, where there's no Jay in this movie, there's no Silent Bob. It doesn't connect to any of his other to the so-called Jersey trilogy. So he's like taking his first huge swing at the majors, and then he's thinking, all right, I got Ben Affleck, yes, I got Jennifer Lopez, and then it just, you know, it's like then the clock strikes midnight, and you know your carriage turns into a big steaming turd. That's exactly what it. No, I came with this carriage and these ruby slippers. Crap, it's just poo. You know?
They'll put that in the trailer.
Seriously.
God,
there's your J-Lo watch. All right, we got more on the way, including Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine, the new Sheryl Crow single, and then more of your phone calls. Stay there. We'll be back.
From Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Here's, you need a montage! Sports training montage! There's like one guy out there knows what I'm doing. Here's Sarah with the traffic.
I know what you're doing. All right, we have reports of a disabled vehicle blocking the left lane. That's eastbound on the Banfield right before 33rd Avenue. That's backing up traffic onto I-5. Also, I-205 southbound at the Columbia Exit Boulevard exit. That is actually closed due to that earlier accident involving a semi. This report is a service of the new Shutterbug on Northwest 23rd and Gleason. Want to get the best price on a new camera? Better check the best place. The new Shutterbug on Northwest 23rd and Gleason. Cameras, binoculars, and free parking now at Northwest 23rd and Gleason. Shutterbug. I'm Sarah Dillon. That's your commuter update on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Got an opinion? Email Rick Emerson day or night at rick@rickemerson.com. This is Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland and 1-800-737-5955. Coming up later this hour, how chicks think with Jolie from the front desk. We have this guy, and he just says he works in the semiconductor industry. So, I won't say where it is or anything, but... So the boss took all the guys at work out to a strip club for a male employee bonding night, which is important. Got to build morale.
Yeah, you guys have your poker night.
That's what I'm saying.
So too bad I'm the only girl that works here. There's no girl nights for me.
That's right. Another
girl. Jolie, Kristen, you guys do like gay porn night at your place.
That's pretty much true. We didn't complain to HR about that. Yeah, there aren't really any other women here. They kind of fired everybody. It's just you. It's just you're like the only woman in the building now,
it's
aren't
just,
you?
Yeah, just
you
and Jolie and I.
All right. Rick, naming the listener party, I've got some ideas. How about Ricktoberfest? No. Okay, first of all, we're not calling it Ricktoberfest. It's not going to be, and it's also not going to be his second submission. The listener party, by the way, coming up 2 weeks from this Thursday, and it's. I mean, we've been adding stuff every single day. It's Thursday, October 30th, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. At the New Phoenix Last Frontier Casino in La Center, Washington. Actually, it's literally like across the street, it's like 50 feet away from where we had it last Halloween. We've announced a whole series of things. We started off by saying our good friend the Lowe is going to be there. Richard Nunn, of course, is going to be there. All this cast and crew of the Rick Emerson Show. Former producer Christina Carlson making her first appearance at an event since last year. Since she moved to Bend, she's coming back into town just for this. She's going to be on the show. Tim Riley, Factor performing. Brand new 1080 girls, including Sam, who we just sort of confirmed yesterday. We've got additional 1080 girls coming in to audition this week. We've got a huge list of stuff we're giving away. We're giving away the stand-up Super Dodgeball arcade game from my apartment. They're going to be giving that away to somebody. The casino themselves is going to be giving away blackjack dollars, all kinds of stuff being given away from the casino. Costume contest, Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine going to be the headlining act. I don't know if you guys saw them when they were at Dante's last year. They've been on the show a couple times. We're huge fans. So Richard Cheese is coming to La Center just for us. He's making a special swing up to the Northwest just for the Rick Emerson listener party. So it's coming up Thursday, October 30th, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. A couple things to tell you about that. First of all, at 7 to 9 p.m., we pushed it back so you have time to get there. I will tell you this, though. Last time, there was a line outside. They were being very strict about the head count. The cops were there. They wanted to make sure we didn't overpack it because it was such a huge crowd. We are doing a Rick Emerson party bus to the casino. Tickets are $10.80 each. You know, we're not making any money on it. That basically just goes to cover the cost of the bus and the listener party itself. Tickets are $10.80. That's a round-trip ticket. It gets you on the bus. It gets you there. It gets you back, so you don't have to worry about you know, having a few too many or sharing the road with people who have. It's also guaranteed admission to the party. So if you are interested in buying a ticket on the Rick Emerson party bus, here's what you need to do. Just send an email telling how many tickets you need along with your contact info to bus@rickemerson.com. There are still tickets available. bus@rickemerson.com. Tickets are $10.80. You pay at the door. So to speak, pay when you get on the bus, basically. Tickets are $10.80, so there are still seats available for the Rick Emerson party bus for the party, which is coming up 2 weeks from this Thursday. So that's all stuff you need to be aware of. We'll be having more announcements and details on that as we get closer to it. Rick, how about Ricky Ticky Tober? Yeah. How about
that flows.
Yeah. How about instead of that, we never do that. La Rick at La Center. No. How about the Rick Emerson really big Halloween party? Now, these are, what is your name? Jack? No, Jack, these are all retarded ideas, and you should try to restrain yourself.
Well, at least Jack's trying. We haven't put any effort into this.
Well, we've been putting effort into putting it together. We're actually planning the freaking party. The effort. F-Matt with Siegfried and Roy.
This F-Matt is brought to you by EditHere.com.
You know, I have nothing to say about Siegfried and Roy, but I do have some stuff to say about poker, and I can tie it into Siegfried and Roy this way. Did you know that there is a hand in poker called Siegfried and Roy? Anybody know what it is?
Two queens?
Yeah, baby. That's brilliant. How great is that? I was reading the poker book the other day, because I'm a nerd, and this guy was like, so let's suppose you draw Siegfried and Roy. Two queens. Ah, ha, ha. You know, something. I've taken to naming my own poker hands, though, because I've named two. Now, the names may already exist. I know this is a phenomenally boring conversation to most people, but I'm just going to say, there's cowboys, of course, it's two kings. There's Big Slick, which is Ace King. There's Siegfried and Roy. There's Motown, Jackson 5. There's the Dead Man's Hand, which is Aces and Eights. Am I missing anything? There's, you know, there's Deuces and all that.
Well,
yeah, too, but I mean,
Bullets and Deuces.
Bullets is, you know.
Nickels.
Yeah, there's Nickels. But I've named two. Okay, I named two. Here's the one I got. I got one, this one around our house. We call this one Janet. And Janet is Jackson 6. Because that's like with Janet. It's like the Jackson 5 plus 1.
I don't think that's ever going to catch on.
No, it's really not. But the other one, we came up with another poker hand name that's really good, though. It's Annie Oakley. You know what the Annie Oakley is?
Ace and Queen?
Nah, yeah, there you go. Because it's the lady with the bullet.
Yeah, I was going A and O.
See? Annie Oakley. That's what I'm talking about. Feel that. What A and O?
Well, it's just... It's,
Queen
it's,
is a Q.
I understand that, but it's a look thing to me. It looks kind of like an A and an O. I realize that
you
it's
just
not,
don't know the
aesthetic.
Alphabet. Just don't yeah, front that, like don't front like true. You know how to yeah. Don't front like you know the alphabet.
Yeah, because Queen and Oakley sound so much alike.
I'm just saying. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. Let's see. Let's get Jeff. No, we don't have any Jeff. We have Paul in Portland. You're on Hot Talk 1080 KTK. What's up?
Hey, Red, it's Tom.
Tom.
Paul.
Yeah, I swear to God, I'm looking at a screen, and not one thing on the call screening computer is accurate. There's really not one thing on the screen that actually bears any relation to reality right now. Tom, what's up with you, man?
Hey, man, I was wondering if you're going to be on the party bus yourself.
Probably not. I would say not right now because I got to get there early because the people who are, you know, because the Tim Riley Factory, we have the equipment to set up and all that stuff. So we're going to be there a little early. So the bus is going to go up. It's going to leave from another part of town as well. I'm glad you mentioned that. The bus is going to be leaving from the Lloyd Center Theater, which is on 1510 Northeast Broadway.
Yeah, not the one in the mall, the one across the street from the mall. That way there's a big parking lot where everybody can park.
Yeah, so I'm not going to be on the bus because it's leaving from a different part of town and we got to be there early anyway.
And those fortunate ones to be on the bus are guaranteed a spot inside the casino, correct?
They are, yeah. So if you have a ticket on the bus, you are guaranteed admission to the casino.
Cool. All right, man.
All right, there you go. So drop your email to bus@rickemerson.com. That's bus@rickemerson.com.
Have I told you some kind of cool mode of transportation we might be having?
You have not.
Oh, well, my friends Gary and Jen Fiendish, they own a tattoo parlor, and they also own...
I'm sorry, Jen and what, huh?
And Gary Fiendish.
Fiendish?
Yeah, they're really cool.
All right.
Anyway, they own a tattoo parlor, and they also have a hearse that has, like, it's a nice black hearse. They just got it finished, and it has, like, ghost flames on the front and stuff. And they said if we wanted, we could borrow that to ride up to the center in.
In a hearse?
In a hearse.
But, I mean, how would
how
you...
How cool would that be?
You have to, like, lay down in the back
hearse
or something?
To a Halloween party?
Yeah, there's going to be... Yeah, there'll be a coffin in there, and you can go ahead and lay in it. Just
really?
Kidding. No.
No, but, I mean, are there seats or something?
Yeah, yeah. I guess they said they could fit like 8 or 9 people.
All right.
Was it all converted out like to a limo inside?
I don't think
so. I'm all for that. All right. Well, I mean, it's going to be me, Kristen, Sarah.
Christina.
All the 1080 girls, Richard Cheese, his band. I mean, those are people all got to get up there. We'll figure it out off the air. I don't want to bore people with this. Rick, Olivia Hussey. Oh, we were talking about her. She was the original Juliet in the 60s big screen version of Romeo and Juliet. She's hot, man. That girl that played the black-haired girl that played Romeo and Juliet in that 60s version we all see in high school. Man, she was a dish. All right. Blah, 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 blah. All right. I'm on this crap to get to. We'll get to that new Sheryl Crow in just a second, by the way. Rick, I'm just getting through random stuff. This is what we call the random. We should have a little sounder for that. It's Rick's random crap. Rick, I enjoy listening to your show. I consider you intelligent, so I'm writing for some advice. My sister just bought a house in Pasco, one of the three towns that make up the lovely Tri-Cities, by the way. I noticed on your bio page that Kennewick is the most radioactive city in America. Well, we've all got to be good at something. What can I do to help prevent her and her future children from becoming mutants? Nothing. It's hopeless. But the only consolation really is that they'll be dead, you know, long before the mutation really takes hold. They'll die of a crippling, hideous, disfiguring cancer long before the mutation really starts to have any sort of, you know, intractable effect on them. Anyway, thank you, Ryan. No, Ryan, the thanks is all on my side. Samantha. Damn, Rick. She's got my vote. Hire her. Listener John, P.S. F-Matt with a crossbow bolt.
This F-Matt is brought to you by EditHere.com.
Well done, my friend. All right, around the corner, we're going to talk about how chicks think. We've got this guy, his boss got fired, and they all got disciplined for all the men being taken out by the boss to a strip club to build male company morale and camaraderie. That plus Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine coming up. We'll also get to another edition of It's the Worst Song You've Ever Heard, Ground Zero News with Clyde Lewis, and today's top five songs from this week in 1975. It's all coming up. We got serviced, as they say in the record industry, with this. It's the new song from Sheryl Crow. And this is a Cat Stevens song, by the way. Now, this said it's a country version, which leads me to believe that there's sort of a pop version as well. I do, however, find perverse fascination in the idea of country listeners listening to Cat Stevens without realizing it. That makes my heart kind of dance around with a little warm feeling. This is The First Cut is the Deepest, new single from Sheryl Crow. It's a Rick Emerson show. We'll be back after this on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
but I've given you all of my heart. But there's someone who's torn it apart, and he's taking just all that I had. But if you wanna try to love again, baby, I'll try.
Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, here's Sarah Dillon with the traffic.
That earlier incident eastbound on the Banfield just before 33rd has been cleared out of the way, still causing some delays, though, as you're heading outbound on the Banfield. Also, still have that closure southbound 205 due to that earlier semi-accident. That's at the Columbia Boulevard exit. Other than that, everything's looking good. I'm Sarah Dillon. That's your commuter update on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Hot Talk 1080.
I mean, we are dealing with some pretty sick, twisted stuff here.
Hot Talk 1080.
That is bad. It is. It's very, very bad.
KOTK.
Call now to join us. 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right. Hey. It's the Rick Emerson Show. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. We'll be joined by Jolie in just a moment for How Chicks Think. Later on, Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. Also today's Top 5. And Clyde Lewis. Attention drug casualties. Peter Frampton is going to be playing at Music Millennium. Wednesday, October 29th, 4 p.m. That's the one at 801. That's the one up on 23rd. I like Peter. I shouldn't say such mean things. I like Peter Frampton. It's not his fault he made that. He just made such terrible music, though. Let's see. Where else? Record release from the Shins. Free live performance by Rich McCulley. Does it mean I'm getting old that I don't know who any of these people are? It's like when you turn on MTV and you recognize, like, what... I recorded this show on MTV, or on MTV 2 yesterday called, The DJ Saved My Life. It's like their hip-hop hour. And so I'm skipping through the hip-hop, and it's like, not one song. And I'm sitting there going, this music is all crap! So the only thing I listened to is that Jay-Z song that I listened to. And that was it. And the Jay-Z song I listened to, but it doesn't make any sense. I don't understand anything. I'm so old.
What Jay-Z song was it?
It was that Izzo Hova song. And I'm sitting there going, and I feel like Tim. It's like, what is a Hova? I don't know. What is Izzo? You know, I don't understand what it is about. I don't understand what he's referring to. It's some sort of slang that I don't get, which is okay. I'm just saying, I don't know, and I dislike 95% of the music. And the one song that Jay-Z sang I liked, I didn't understand what he was talking about. And I felt like it was just a bunch of gibberish. So I'm just old and useless. But then I'm all excited, though, because the guy sent me a CD that's a bunch of remixes of old Eric B. and Rakim stuff. And I'm like, yeah! Music that I can identify with. I'm just going to kill myself. Killing Joke. Oh, I know who those guys are. Performing live. Rachel Sage. Seriously,
like
Rachel Sage. What the hell is that about? Matt Nathanson. These are all people that no one cares about, by the way, performing in music. But The New Strange.
Was there an old Strange?
No, I'm going to quit reading this now because it's just a... And Wendy DeRosa. Woo! Hold on. This is... All right. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. Let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show. For another exciting edition of How Chicks Think It. I'm not saying that there aren't some new Strange fans out there, or whatever. But I'm going to quit pretending that I understand things that I don't understand. I'm going to quit pretending to be hipper than I am, because I have no idea. I really have no idea what I'm even doing. All right, Jolie, how are you?
I'm sick, too.
Oh, great. Thanks. I appreciate you guys being all, like, in the same room with me. Thank you. All right, so we got this. This is from Mike. And I'm going to kind of edit this down. I'm going to remove some of the remove some of his references and whatnot. But it says, Rick, I work in the semiconductor industry. We're a bunch of overpaid, undereducated technicians that are quite spoiled. As you can imagine, there's a lot of socially inept men and women working here. After a series of managers that really relate to me only in the order of the species, my division finally got someone a little cool. He took us out to a couple of the better strip clubs in the area on the premise of getting to know him better. Rockin' good time, right? F&A. All is good. My new boss knows what's important to me, and I'm encouraged to work happily and productively. Needless to say, my happy place was shattered last week when one of the female co-workers heard rumors that we had all gone to a strip club together with the boss. She called HR, also a woman, and had him promptly fired. All for meeting a bunch of the guys after work for a few beers and thrills. This was not a work function. No emails were exchanged. No company cards were used. So what's the problem? Blah, 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 blah. And he goes on and on about how he hopes that she dies of several painful diseases located in her rectum. So there you go. So there's Mike. So, Jolie, the question to you is, what's the problem?
My God.
Yes?
You know, you guys are yes. You know the movie Clueless? They need to make a movie Clueless about you guys.
All right.
You know, it's a good thing he got fired. I have a girl.
Yeah, it's a good thing, because we don't need people having jobs or anything.
No, that opens it up for somebody who's a little more respectable and someone who should be supervising people.
Uh-huh.
You know, an authority figure like that, that's just a terrible influence, especially when he's encouraging, you know, the view of women as slabs of meat. Okay, and I don't understand. He's got men that he takes. You know, this is unfair. This is also sexual harassment. I mean,
sexual harassment.
What about
there's
the
no
women?
There are no women that win. It was just men.
What about, why wouldn't he didn't invite, he didn't want to get to know the women?
Well, but you don't take the women to a strip club.
Well, you don't take your it's just like dating a coworker, you know, that
kind
of thing.
All right, we're going to, we'll continue this on the other side with Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. Stay there, we'll be back. You free, and I'm thanking you for knowing exactly.
Franklin, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
From the KOTK Newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
It's 201, Tim Riley with you, brought to you by your friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company. On the western corner of Highway 217 and Shoals Ferry Road, open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, or online at shaneco.com. State laws allowing you to smoke pot if you get a doctor's recommendation have survived a Supreme Court challenge, and that gives relief to many Oregon doctors and their patients. It's 25 years behind bars for a former Little League coach for sexually abusing young boys. 24-year-old Kevin Moore is accused of molesting as many as 7 boys ages 12 to 14 between 1987 and his arrest in May. He coached Forest Grove Little League and Little Guy football. It was just a toy gun, but a Medford bus driver, several students and police didn't know that. 5 Medford cops responded to a call from a bus driver that his student had a gun. He was pulled over, and the 15-year-old said it was a toy, and he handed it over. Portland Metro forecast, cloudy this afternoon, rain coming in tonight, and more rain tomorrow. Tim Riley, KOTK News.